Sunday, August 1st, 2021. Welcome. Our scripture this week is John 6, 24 through 40. And this week's message I've titled Wonder Bread, the Bread of Life. Please open your Bibles and follow along as I read John 6, starting verse 24 through 40. The Bread of Life. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Well, then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In the Gospel of John that we have just read, John gives us a typical interaction between Jesus and the always clueless crowd that follow him around. It's clear here, as in so many parts of the Gospel, that Jesus and the crowds are quite simply not on the same page. After all, Jesus had performed a wonderful sign of feeding 5,000 people from a paltry amount of food. And last week, we read what a great impression this made on the crowds. In fact, Jesus felt it necessary to slip away without attracting attention to avoid being caught up in some political king-making frenzy. But now, suddenly it seems that even that was not quite enough. The crowds wanted to see more. And this desire for more, it blinds them to what is present to them at that very moment, the bread of life. Aren't we all blind at times? We don't see what's right under our noses. I mean, have you ever went to the refrigerator or kitchen cupboard to retrieve something you're certain you have, and it's right in front of you, and you don't see it? Because it's in a different container or on a different shelf that you envisioned. Or you go to the store in search of a certain kind of item, and there's just too many choices. Recently, Bonnie gave me a list and sent me to pick up some bread and other items at the local grocery store. I'm grocery shopping. It isn't one of the things I look forward to doing, but while I was in the grocery store, I discovered that the row of bread in our grocery store is 7 shelves high and 25 foot long, approximately. And this 25-foot row of bread is divided as follows, and I believe this division may be similar to your grocery store. Because at the far right are all the very sweet breads, such as donuts, assorted pastries, cupcakes, Twinkies, brownies, you know, the good stuff. That's probably bad for you. And the next set of breads are the bagels. And I learned that bagels come in many different flavors and tastes. The next set of breads are the buns. These are numerous. Hot dog buns and hamburger buns. And next came the rolls. And there were hard rolls, French rolls, sourdough rolls, and a host of other rolls that often appear at our dinner table when Bonnie is serving a more formal dinner. Then after about 5 foot of these breads came the actual loaves of bread. I discovered that there were 12-grain, 9-grain, 8-grain breads, and a number of grains slowly declined until I got to the Wonder Bread, which must have no grains in it at all. You don't suppose it's made from the same thing as manna? Well, probably not. All I know is that there was too many to choose from. And by the time I found the bread I was sent for, I had forgotten to buy the other items I was sent to get. And what I brought home was not all I needed. Well, today, aren't we blinded by the different church organizations and their beliefs? So many to choose from. Whether you call yourself a Presbyterian or a Methodist, a Baptist or a Catholic or any other body of people who profess to believe in God, too much bread to choose from. But Jesus said, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Well, then in verse 35, Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life, and he who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Well, I think the crowd was suffering from the same kind of blindness. In verse 31, it tells us that they were looking for a miraculous sign, manna, bread from heaven, like their forefathers received. They were looking for more wonder bread, not the instructions and not the teachings that they had received from Jesus while they ate. They were like their forefathers who needed to be reminded by Moses. Deuteronomy 8:1-3. "Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may possess the land the Lord has promised you on oath to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart and whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Miraculous as the multiplication of the loaves and the fish was, it was still just an ordinary bread. The manna in the desert, the bread that had come straight from, as they put it, from heaven, was perhaps even more impressive. They had to be asking themselves, "Can this Jesus pull off something like that? Can he top Moses? And do you think they were looking for Wonder Bread?" Well, the bread that crowd ate that day, the Wonder Bread, the bread of life they received, was more than manna. It was the teaching Jesus had given them. They had forgotten the rest of the list. The man did not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Well, of course, Jesus' ultimate point in this chapter is that just by being there, just by standing in their presence, he already was topping Moses or anything else that ever appeared on earth. They were looking straight at the bread of life. And that bread that had come down from heaven to be made in human form. But they missed it. They couldn't see it. Maybe part of the explanation of this is because they were still looking to the past. Still thinking more about what Moses did once upon a time than the new thing God was doing before their very eyes. The people, they had been with Jesus and were fed, but they were apparently not satisfied with one miracle. The people set off in search of Jesus. So some searches, they take people to unexpected places and give surprising results. History teaches this. For example, I mean, Columbus searched for a new route to Asia, and he found America instead. Louis Pasteur tried to find a way to keep wine from souring and came up with a pasteurization process instead. Or Alexander Graham Bell, he wanted to improve the telegraph, but wound up with the telephone. There are times when we as believers don't find what we are searching for from God, because we're blind to the wonder bread God provided, the bread of life. What you receive that day, you accepted Christ as your Savior. Always remember that when the crowds located Jesus, he chided them for wanting more bread and missing the spiritual significance of the sign they received. He tells them they ought to consume food provided by the Son of Man that leads to eternal life. And that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Instead of searching, they needed to be working. And there's only one work that God requires, and that is to believe in Jesus. So today, as we partake in the sacrament of Holy Communion, remember those of us who believe have already received the wonder bread, the bread of life. And we need to search no longer, but to go about work that God requires. Believe in the one he has sent. Jesus, the bread of life. As a songwriter of old wrote, his name is wonderful. He wrote, his name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. For he is the mighty King, master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is he. So bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. The prophet Isaiah said, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Jesus. It's the only name given unto a man whereby a man can be saved. For Scripture says he has given us a name that is high above all other names. And that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, in his service, this has been Pastor Joe.